All right, everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
Okay, so today we're tackling something that I think a lot of us can relate to, and that's our relationship with food.
Yeah.
It can be complicated, right?
Never can be.
Yeah. We're constantly bombarded with new diets and trends and quick fixes, but it never seems to truly stick.
It's a never-ending cycle.
Exactly. So today we're going to ditch the diet talk and really delve into a different approach called the 360 Nutrition Class, developed by Dr. Crow Goosen from the WIN Initiative. And this is not about deprivation or restriction.
Yeah.
This is about understanding your relationship with food from a holistic perspective.
I'm really excited to talk about this because it really aligns with what I see in my own practice. You know,
yeah.
People are so quick to jump on the latest diet bandwagon, but they're not addressing the underlying reasons why they might be struggling with food in the first place.
And that's what makes this 360 nutrition class so different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It goes beyond just the what you eat.
It does.
It really digs into the why and the how of your eating habits.
And that's where the real transformation happens, you know, when you start to understand the connection between your mind, your body, and your emotions when it comes to food. That's when you can make lasting changes.
So I was reading about some of the topics that Dr. Crow Goosen covers in this class.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fascinating stuff. She talks about mindful eating practices and becoming more aware of your hunger cues.
Yeah, and that's huge, right? Because so many people have lost touch with those natural signals.
It's like we're just eating on autopilot.
Totally.
Mm.
You know, we eat when we're stressed, we eat when we're bored, we eat when we're, you know, celebrating. But we've kind of forgotten how to actually tune in and listen to what our body truly needs.
You know, and it's interesting because I've tried mindful eating before. You know, I've read the books, I've tried the apps.
Yeah.
But what I'm gathering from Dr. Crow Goosen's work is that she takes it to a whole other level.
She does.
It's not just about, you know, chewing your food slowly and savoring each bite.
Mm.
She actually teaches you how to rewire your brain's response to hunger cues.
It's about retraining your thinking patterns and developing healthier habits. So you're not just reacting to, those external triggers all the time.
So it's like learning to listen to your body's signals again instead of being ruled by those cravings.
Right. Because those cravings, they're often driven by emotions, you know, not necessarily physical hunger. And that's another key concept in the 360 nutrition approach, addressing emotional eating patterns.
Yeah, that's something I definitely struggle with. Like when I'm stressed or overwhelmed, I just want to reach for something sweet or salty.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We all have our comfort foods, right? And it's totally normal to turn to food for comfort sometimes.
Yeah.
But when it becomes a regular coping mechanism, that's when it can become problematic.
So Dr. Crow Goosen helps you identify those patterns, right?
Yeah. Exactly. She gives you tools to recognize those triggers, those emotions that are driving you to eat.
So it's not just about willpower. It's about actually understanding the root cause of those behaviors.
And then developing healthier coping strategies. So instead of, reaching for that bag of chips when you're stressed, maybe you go for a walk or call a friend or, do some deep breathing exercises.
It's funny you mentioned the stress piece because I was just getting to that part of the notes here.
Oh, okay.
It's the whole gut-brain connection. It's just, it's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that stress could affect my, my mood and my sleep and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea how much it could actually mess with my digestion.
Oh, yeah. Big time. I mean, when you're stressed, your body goes into that fight or flight mode, right?
Mm.
And digestion is pretty low on the priority list at that point.
No kidding. So explain how that actually works. Like, what's the science behind that?
Okay, so when you're stressed, your body releases all these hormones like cortisol, and that can slow down digestion. It can disrupt the balance of bacteria in your gut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It can even increase inflammation in your gut, which can lead to, all sorts of issues like bloating, gas, constipation, diarrhea, you name it.
So it's really not just in my head when I get those stomach aches when I'm, under a lot of pressure.
No, not at all. It's a very real physiological response.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
So what does Dr. Crow Goosen suggest we do about that?
Well, she offers a lot of strategies for managing stress. You know, things like mindfulness techniques, deep breathing exercises, getting enough sleep. You know, all those All those things that we know are good for us, but we don't always prioritize.
Easier said than done, right?
It is. It is. But it's about making those small changes, you know, those little tweaks to your daily routine that can make a big difference over time. And she also talks about creating an environment that supports healthy digestion.
What does that mean exactly?
So that could be, you know, things like eating in a calm and relaxed setting, taking your time to chew your food thoroughly, making sure you're staying hydrated, you know, those kinds of things.
So it's about creating a whole ritual around food and making it a more mindful experience.
Right. It's about slowing down and really, you know, honoring that process of nourishing your body.
You know, it's amazing to me how this all ties back to the WIN Initiative's mission. You mentioned WIN stands for Wellness Inside and Out.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Absolutely. So the WIN Initiative is all about providing accessible and comprehensive wellness education to communities.
Mm-hmm.
They really believe that everyone deserves the tools and knowledge to thrive.
And it sounds like they're really putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak.
They are, yeah. They offer both online and in-person classes. They've got scholarships available. You know, they're really trying to make this accessible to everyone.
It's great to see that.
It is, yeah.
All right, so for our listeners who are intrigued by this 360 nutrition approach, where can they learn more about the WIND Initiative and Dr. Krogh-Goosen's work?
You can find all the information on their website at website address. And they're also very active on social media. You can find them social media handles.
Perfect. And I'll be sure to include all those links in the show notes as well.
Great.
So as we wrap up this deep dive on 360 nutrition, I just want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
Instead of focusing on what you shouldn't eat, what if you focused on what truly nourishes you? Body, mind, and soul.
Such a powerful shift in perspective.
It is. Just something to chew on.
I love that.
Until next time.
See you then.